Welcome to Focus on the Family's Bring Your Bible to School Day public reading of Scripture Plan, featuring characters from Adventures in Odyssey. In 1 Timothy 4:13, the Apostle Paul encouraged his young friend Timothy to be devoted to the public reading of Scripture. But what does that mean? The public reading of Scripture is the simple but powerful practice of gathering together and listening to God's Word read out loud. This tradition started all the way back when God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. After God saved them, the Israelites gathered together and listened as Moses read God's law to them for the very first time. This public reading of Scripture defined Israel's story as God's people. The Israelites didn't have Bibles they could just carry around to read, so the public reading of Scripture was a huge privilege. It was an event filled with anticipation and wonder, because it was the only way people were able to hear God's Word. Later, when the Israelites returned from exile in Babylon, the people gathered and listened to Ezra read the Scriptures. Together, they responded to God's Word, and it healed their lives. When Jesus came, he read the Scriptures publicly to show that he was the Messiah foretold in God's Word. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus was the Word. Jesus brought an invitation to the kingdom of God through a relationship with him. Jesus also told us that every word of God is like food to our souls. So by listening to God's Word regularly, we get the food we need to grow strong in our faith. And that's why Paul told Timothy to be devoted to the public reading of Scripture. The Bible is truly the most influential and powerful book in history. It tells the story of what God is doing for us and through us, with Jesus Christ as the center. Like a delicious meal, listening to God's Word together can fill us up with strength, nourishment, and delight. Whether we are listening with our family or friends, we have the loving invitation to hear God speak to us through this amazing book. By listening to the Scriptures, we gain understanding, guidance, joy, love, and peace. So let me ask you, do you read God's Word with anticipation and wonder? Do you see the Bible as a grand invitation for you to be a contributor in His kingdom story? And do you see God's Word as part of an ongoing relationship with Jesus? Grab your Bible and follow along as our friend Jason from Adventures in Odyssey reads to us from God's Word. Readings are from the Holy Bible, English Standard Version.
Hey, Jason here. Let's read some Scripture together. Psalm 119, verses 161 through 168. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your word, like one who finds great spoil. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Colossians chapters 3 and 4. Put on the new self. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Rules for Christian households. Wives, submit to your husbands, as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Bondservants, obey in everything those who are your earthly masters, not by way of eye service, as people pleasers, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ, for the wrongdoer will be paid back for the wrong he has done, and there is no partiality. Masters, treat your bondservants justly and fairly, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Further instructions. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Final greetings. Tychicus will tell you all about my activities. He is a beloved brother, and a faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know how we are, and that he may encourage your hearts, and with him Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They will tell you of everything that has taken place here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greets you, and Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, concerning whom you have received instructions, if he comes to you, welcome him, and Jesus, who is called Justus. These are the only men of the circumcision among my fellow workers for the kingdom of God, and they have been a comfort to me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ Jesus, greets you, always struggling on your behalf in his prayers, that you may stand mature and fully assured in all the will of God. For I bear him witness that he has worked hard for you, and for those in Laodicea and in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, greets you, as does Demas. Give my greetings to the brothers at Laodicea, and to Nympha and the church in her house. And when this letter has been read among you, have it also read in the church of the Laodiceans, and see that you also read the letter from Laodicea. And say to Archippus, see that you fulfill the ministry that you have received in the Lord. I, Paul, write this greeting with my own hand. Remember my chains. Grace be with you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that gathering and listening to God's Word will strengthen and guide you today and throughout your life. To learn more about the public reading of Scripture, please visit prsi.org. That's prsi.org. This reading has been a presentation of the Grace and Mercy Foundation and Focus on the Family's Bring Your Bible to School Day. Bring Your Bible to School Day is a nationwide, student-led event that takes place annually on the first Thursday of October. As part of the Bring Your Bible initiative, we are offering monthly Live It challenges to give you and your family fun, practical ways to live out your faith and share God's love with those around you. Check out the Live It challenges at bringyourbible.org/liveit. That's bringyourbible.org liveit. Scripture quotations are from the ESV Bible, the Holy Bible English Standard Version. Copyright 2001 by Crossway, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission, all rights reserved.